Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Star. Better act like you know. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Take your watch like it's Gucci tie. DJ Sean got it jumping when the clock strikes nine. Yeah, with them all stars by his side, cutting up and getting loose, that's just how they ride. Guaranteed to have the hottest talent industry wide. If you say that we ain't brainy, use a goddamn lie. All you gotta do is tune in and see how we rock. With interviews, hottest tunes, breaking music nonstop. Our connect game got long strings, we touching the world. Africa, China, Japan, did I say we touching the world? 8 million strong following this all-star team. Give it raw and uncut, DJ Sean, cut so clean.
We're coming in hot from East to West, ain't gotta try to shine, cause we the best, never stress, just fun, enjoy the show, with DJ Sean, got that health on that flow, cooling on down, from north to south, in grind mode, we chill, no doubt, climbing up this mountain, welcome to the hilltop, enjoy the view, worldwide, non-stop, asking all the questions, exclusive interviews, tune on in, got no time to lose, loosen on up, shaking all them haters off, already told you that we don't stop,
you ain't gotta ask what it is, cause no one can do it better. Yeah. Get on our level, whatever, in every era. Like clever, feel pressure, no error. Be aggressive, pain of pleasure, no exceptions. Not ever, no ever. Hell, as long as I get in there, DJ Sean ain't bluffing. These haters will never touch him, you can hate it or love it. We thugging and get the bustin', no discussing. Quick ass, spot the hilltop, the rest the dead ass. Ties with fake guys and lies, trying to be us. Copy the blueprint, player, you're not. Never was, it could be like DJ Sean said, told me to cheer, no, I'm dropping the bomb. Sing along my swarm like killer bees on enemies, on frenemies, me only queens and OG.
I'm a boss.
Adjust me as El Capitan, where it's born. Lock it in when the hilltop is on. The parasites, the clones, are rich, no to the bone. Old squad on some ill shit, more cold than stone. Selling the competition, you about to bet. Winning to the greatest in the business. So settle down, pimpin'.
Yeah, Hilltop Radio Show. Believe half what you hear and all of what you see, you heard? DJ Sean always plays the music that I like. Always play the music that I like. DJ Sean always plays the music that I like. Always play the music that I like. Yeah!
All right, you already know it is Thursday. It's almost the weekend. It's live right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And let's get on everybody on over here. Scrap Iron is in the place.
What's happening? What's happening?
All right. Money Mike is in the place to be.
Yes, sir. I'm in the building.
All right. Mimsy MC is in the place to be.
Cooling over on my end, bro.
And we got a special guest all the way from Seattle, Washington, Vibes Live Radio, CEO, founder, radio personality, comedian, butt naked out the cake, Robin Lynn Mabin's in the house.
That's right. Seniors are strippers, too. I'm here to represent.
I ain't never seen a geriatric stripper pole now. Come on now.
You fitting us. Stay tuned.
You are.
Wow. Hey. She said seniors got Cash App, too.
Okay.
Good deal. And all the way from Florida, one of the hottest hip hop recording artists there is. He's back with us. Blackwell, man, welcome to the show, man. Pleased to have you, my brother.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you all.
Hey, Blackwell, y'all got some senior citizens down there that take Cash App for stripping and stuff down there, man. I know y'all do down there in Miami.
Oh, this is the king of that. This is where you go for that.
Yeah,
come on now, it's Florida.
We got mobile senior strippers too. We'll travel.
Oh well, shoot, you make a good bag down here. Trust me.
I'm on the way.
Trust me on that.
I'm on the way.
Oh, hey. Make that money.
see me ride around in an e-bike with a basket on it, with a dog in the front, look like the lady from Wizard of Oz.
Hey, I'll put you some flyers on our social media.
There you go, Robin.
Okay.
Your ass going viral.
There we go. All right. Shout out to all you senior strippers out there. Don't be shy. Come on.
All right. All right. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Old Time Radio Show. We are pleased, again, to have one of the hottest artists from out of the state of Florida. It goes by the name of Blackwell.
Thank you.
Blackwell, you know, again, man, thank you for being a part of the show and taking time out of your schedule, man. And, you know, the question I ask all the artists when they come on here, man, is who is Blackwell, man?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I started out as a DJ and a producer. And I went to school for music, and we had a project in school. I dabbled here and there on the mic, but it wasn't my first forte. And we had a project for school. Our graduating project was a take the artist, advertising, and marketing, and my class picked me. Why? To this day, I don't know. Because I was like, you know, I do it as a hobby. I wasn't trying to be really into it, and it's just one of those things. I put out, I'm going to show my age, but I put out a cassette tape, and
we
sold
damn.
Over 250 of them.
Yeah, you should tell
your
age.
Yeah, I know, I'm putting it out there. Yeah, I see people right now counting, because he said cassette wave, and that's, you know. But,
hey Blackwell, real
that's
quick.
That's what started it.
Blackwell, real quick, don't feel bad. Scrap iron, he's still putting out eight track tapes.
Hey,
so don't feel
bad. Get the money high ever come in.
Hey,
my best blackmail tape still on cassette.
If they sell, do it.
My best blackmail
tape. I never knocked nobody
still on cassette.
They don't knock the hook. That's right.
That's right. Go ahead.
If they sell it, shoot.
That's right.
But
mainly,
I got into hip hop. To be honest with you, the person I could think, which I consider like my hero, my mentor, is my father, because he brought me my first Sugar Hill Gang record. And because my house was Motown and gospel, my mom wasn't having all that hip hop in the house at all. And he got me a DJ set, put me downstairs, and then when I heard Sugar Hill Gang, that's what kind of motivated me, because I was like, I want to do that. I want to make that music. I want to make rhymes like that. And it started from there. After college, the BBW thing was one of those things that just fell into my lap, because I made a song called I Want a BBW. I was in Columbus, Ohio. I was at a plus-size party event. They played the song, and I didn't think nothing of it, because I made it just to see, you know, what was the reaction. And it went bananas. So I was like, okay. I said, this is, you know, because at that time, the artist that was out, I was a little more old school. So I was like, how am I going to compete with what's out there already? I got to find my niche. And that became my niche of doing songs about plus-size ladies. Then it was kind of ironic, because a lot of them would ask me, do you do this just because it's a trend, or do you? I said, no, I do this because I like plus-size ladies. And, you know, I'm doing what I talk about is what I write about.
Right.
And since then, I've been doing songs about plus size, and it's been very good in some aspects. I was more wanting to be behind the scenes, but now they call it body shaming, but I was trying to end that more body positivity, because I noticed that I would go to different clubs and stuff like that, and the more this plus-size music, no matter what, either my song or it was a song that was dealing with that, it was getting more and more popular, but it wasn't as big. It wasn't, no pun intended, but it wasn't as popular. And then all of a sudden, when it started picking up, I was like, okay, now I found my niche. So my music is a more of R&B, dance. I miss a little old school, some new school. And like I said, I'm from the era of hip-hop was fun. Not the guns, not the shooting. Not the women, the car. It was just fun. You went out, you had fun. I wasn't worried about wearing a bunch of gold and having my teeth all iced out. That wasn't even a thought. We just had fun. Everybody had to get your certain look that you could afford. You went out, you did your thing, and that's what they know you as. And I run into a lot of young cats right now. I try to get some of them armed, but it's not easy because they want to do what they see, and what they see is unreal. And I try to tell them, I try to tell them that, and you know, a lot of cats are going to say, "There's already a Migos, there's already a Drake, there's already an Eminem, there's already a Little Durk. You have to find your own identity." And it's not easy. This rap game is really, really, how can I put it? It's changed, majorly changed. And I like to see that a lot of the classic old school hip hop artists are coming back because, believe it or not, that's my motivation. I met three different famous hip hop artists in my life. And related to one. So it was like, I like seeing the classic ones come back and doing their thing. And they're like, "Oh, my God, Big Daddy Kane, he's 50-something years old, but he can spit like the rest of them." I wouldn't even step in the arena with him, but because, you know, he's still got them bars. And there's a lot of cats out there that get bars, and don't get me wrong, but they're doing what their label neither wants them to do, or they're doing what's going on right now instead of doing their own thing. Because I heard Migos, and when they freestyle, they got some bars. But when you hear those records, it's like, what the heck is this? I mean, some of it's good, some of it you're like, yeah, it's okay. But you know, I'm thinking like, I've heard them really spit bars, so. Right. You know, the game has changed dramatically, but for me, I'm having fun. I'm having fun. Mom always said, "You're gonna do it, go all the way and do it." I said, "Okay." I had a couple of songs that paid the rent, so I said, "Okay, I'm gonna keep doing this." I said, "All right." So I mean, I've had some experiences, some that have been just like, damn. I got to write a beat. This was when I was in, right before I graduated college, and I'm really showing my age when I say this, but it was back in 91, and I was making a beat, and I was making beats, and it caught the ear of this rapper, and he was about to get signed to Elektra Records when they were still around, when Busta Rhymes was big, and we was all set to go to New York. I was like, I'm getting signed to a label as a producer, I'm making beats. The night before we were supposed to left, this clown decided to hang with his boys, and they went to rob a 7-Eleven. Well, he ended up in jail. So I'm trying to convince the record label, "Hey, well, let me come on." They said, "Nope, if he can't make the plane by the next morning, we don't want you." So that was kind of a stab. That was kind of like, wow. And, you know, kind of made me think, do I really want to keep doing this? But I kept making music. I have got to open for Bone Thugs and Harmony, because I have a family in Cleveland, so I actually got to know them, and I got to open for them. Great guys, really great guys. I'm going to have fun. I got to open for Run-DMC. I got to open for LL. I think the best experience that I ever had was from opening up for LL, because we're the same age, and I was at Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh, and I was his opening act. I was kind of nervous because I'm like, who the hell wants to see me? They came to see LL. I'm thinking like, how is this going to pop off? And he came back with his Kango and no shirt on. I'm like, dude, you know, at least put a shirt on. You're talking to another brother, but you know, that was his, that was his thing. And he came back and says, "Dude, keep your head up. Get out there and rock that stage for me." He goes, "I need you." He goes, "Get the crowd riled up for me." He goes, "You do that for me." I was like, "All right." I said, "All right, cool." Now, he didn't have to do that. He could care less about who I was, you know. And for him to come back and take his time, give me that little motivation, to this day, I have the utmost respect for him. So, I mean, I've got I got to meet a lot of good artists. Right now, I'm working with a lot of good artists. I got a female. Actually, she raps, sings. She does video. And then Lili the Goddess. She's unbelievable. And we did a couple songs already. Still got more to do. We're having a blast coming up with stuff. Another new cat I work with was named Swale, and he's young. He's 18. Trying to get him into the game. And just a lot of the stuff that he does is a switch from what I do. So a lot of people hear the song, they're like, Mike, that ain't you, man. That's something different. But I want to get him on. I'm trying to get him on. So I try to get a lot of different artists into this. They want to be into it. But I got to get them to learn the business. Because it's music business. I tell them, I said, it's 90% business, 10% talent. That's the way this game is played.
Let's jump into one of your jams, man, so we can get the people familiar with you. And shouts out to Lili the Goddess for bringing you to my attention here on the show. So well, let's do this, man.
Yes,
let's get into.
Go ahead. I was just gonna say shout out to Lili the Goddess because she really boosted my motivation to keep doing this. So thank you.
All right, you guys, here we go. This is Black Will's first one. All of that. We'll be right back here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
Black Will. Black Nation. Don't be hating. So while you waiting, this is for my plus size ladies and all my curvy sexy ladies. Let's get it.
What you doing with all of that?
All of that, baby.
You should be leaving with me.
Come on.
Who taught you that?
Who taught you?
Love it how you drop it down with it down.
Yes.
Cause I want you.
I want you.
And I need you.
I need you.
Come right here and put that thing in front of me.
Let's go.
Curves make Jehovah wanna witness. Hello. Not from LA, but I'm down for some fitness. Real shit, not a president. Thrashing porn stars, caps playing you like strings on a guitar.
Yeah.
By far, it's cup season, let's do this.
Come on.
Hold them curves hostage, I'm no Scientologist. I'm legit, one chance, all I ask.
Yeah.
No color trans pants hanging off my ass.
Hands
trans, love how you rockin'.
Rock
candy wrapper out around my chocolate.
Come on.
Stop dropping rope, you on fire.
Yeah.
I'm your chest boy, you the queen I desire.
Yeah,
this is all I require, no bullshit.
Those
curves murder that outfit, let's get lit. The noises me and you can make.
Yeah.
I'll bring the strawberries and whipped cream. Baby, you can be my pound cake.
What you doing with all of that?
All of that, baby.
You should be leaving with me.
Come on.
Who taught you that?
Who taught you?
Love it how you drop it down with it down.
Yeah.
Cause I want you.
I want you.
I need you. Come right here and put that thing in front of me.
Like a T-Rex, I gotta have it.
Yeah.
That body's a classic, but the ass is Jurassic.
Come on.
All natural, no plastic, I wanna taste. Kiss her lips, then up to your face.
Off
to my place, make moves, you and me.
Yeah,
show you Big Bang isn't just a theory. Thicker than a novel, reading every page. Tricks, outrage, getting upstage. This beat out the gate, forget the combo. Plus size, dick, not shit, baby, here we go. You know, it's that time to party.
Yeah.
I'm a mechanic with a finely tuned body. Don't be sorry with all that fat. If
baby
nature didn't like curves, she would've made the world flat. That's where I'm at. The algebra applies to you. Make your ex disappear. No questions why.
Come on.
What you doing with all of that?
All of that, baby.
You should be leaving with me.
Come on.
Who taught you that?
Who taught you?
Love it how you drop it down with it down.
Yes.
Cause I want you.
I want you.
And I need you.
I need you.
Come right here and put that thing in front of me.
Let's go.
Whoa. What you doing with all of that?
All of that, baby.
You should be leaving with me.
Come on.
Who taught you that?
Love
it how you drop it down with it down.
Yeah.
Cause I want you.
I want you.
And I need you. Come right here and put that thing in front of me.
Let's go.
Whoa.
Blackwell. It's the boom boom room, baby. Ha ha. And we out.
Hottest Live Radio Seattle. Talk to us, baby.
Yeah, see, I really like that because it's a positive image just about women and just accepting them as they are. I got a question really quick. A lot of women are getting the BBLs these days, and those are dangerous. And would you want the ladies to be out there and risking their health just for a bigger physique?
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. You know what? I don't know. Call me old school, but you know what? Be glad with what God gave you. Work with that. All that other stuff that you try to enhance, if you're not getting accepted with what you got, then you don't need to worry about them people. I don't know, all that BBL stuff, to me it's kind of bizarre. Because I know when I got first wind of it was on social media. And I'm thinking, like, they throwing what? And it's dangerous. It is straight out dangerous. And I just don't understand it. It's not something I would recommend. I mean, to those who do it, you know, that's your business. I ain't knocking you. But, you know, if you have to get yourself enhanced, and if you're looking for the attention or get accepted, then you need to go a different route because, you know, there's no way of putting your life in danger just to be accepted because that's what it feels. I mean, looking on Instagram and looking, you know, on TikTok, and I see it, and I'm thinking, like, what are you doing? I don't know. To me, I just consider it dangerous, and I just see it as something that's not needed. It really isn't.
All right. Scrap, talk to us.
Oh, man, I enjoyed that, man. That was, you know, that.
Thank you.
Know you. Me, I'm a track person, man. I'm a track person, so I really did enjoy that track, man. And, you know, the representation
thank
on
you,
it was,
thank
you know,
you.
Nice and flawless, brother. Hey, hot.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Shout out
right.
to DJ Kelly Lynn because she produced that track, so I wanted to give her a shout out. She really did a number on that, and I just met her recently, and she took my song and she remixed it. And when she sent me that, I was just like, okay. I said, that's got to get on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Mims EMC, talk to us, baby.
Well, you know, I got a natural asset, so you can go ahead and throw that in your ass. Yes, sir.
Well, she can be right down there with Robin. Gonna have to hold you to do. Showing butt naked.
I don't know.
I know I had to say this one last because I know Mike. I know Money Mike is going off about that one. Go ahead, Money Mike. You got the floor. I know you're ready to get your preaching in.
What I'm going to say is, brother, when I say you lined that song out the right way to fluctuate it and culminate with the female anatomy, the way that you'd be taken in and possibly and pathetically made over and roamed over, you know, that's just the song. That's that song. That's like the max song. Another song where you want to play like in the background and you're driving in your whip and you see her and you listening to the song and the right side of your brain like, go on, make that little turn, bro. You know what it is. You going to let all that pass you? Because, you know, when it comes to me, you know, my thing is I work on front ends and back ends. You know, forget the BB. I'm with all y'all. Forget the BBW. You just need somebody to work on that back end for you, and I am Mr. Work on that back end to get it thick like you want it popping. I love that song, bro.
I ain't lacking in the back end.
He'll work on that back end for you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your service.
I'm the ass admiral.
The rear admiral.
I will work on that back end.
Hey, that's the rear admiral.
Yes.
Oh,
the
wow.
The rear admiral.
You toot it and boot it, and I'm going to shoot it. Okay. All right, man. I love that song, bro. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Your pen writing skills are straight, man, in my book, man. And, you know, I know Lily wouldn't have brought you to my attention because she know how I am. I don't like no whack, no whack ass rappers on my show, man. We got a shit to maintain over here, man. And
I heard that.
Yeah, man. But you tight, man. You tight, man. You got it going on. It's not, you know, like I tell artists these days, man, it's not the age anymore, man. It's the industry wants to know, can you sell units? You know what I mean? Can you put asses in seats? Can you sell tickets?
Exactly.
Can you maintain what you've done 15, 20 years ago? You know, before it used to be the age. Oh, you too old. We can't do nothing with you. It's not that anymore, man, because you got motherfuckers that are 70 and 80 years old, man, still singing and rapping and stuff and still putting people in, you know, in seats and stuff, man. But I just want to do this. A couple years ago, we had one of the Drifters, Joe Blunt. Robin, you was on the show when Joe Blunt and Joe Coleman from the Platters and Leo Peoples the Temptations was on the show. Well, I just got a message that we lost Joe Blunt today. He's one of the original members of the Drifters. And
power.
Yeah, I just want to throw that out there. We lost another good one, another good soul artist. So, you know, our condolences are with, you know, him and his family, and especially with Joe, because him and Joe were like Batman and Robin. Those brothers were doing it. And I was talking to them about them coming back on the show next month. So that probably won't be until May now, you know, until after everything settles down with those guys. But he's going to be missed, and missed dearly. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
But again, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. Let's get into the next one. Blackwell, before we get into the next one, give your social media out there, man, where people can find you and find your music, your YouTube and shit like that.
All right. Well, you catch me on SoundCloud, Official Blackwell, on Instagram, on Official Blackwell. Catch me on YouTube, Hip Hop Artist Blackwell, TikTok, Unofficial Blackwell, and like I said, on Spotify. Actually, you can go on Spotify, you type in Blackwell, and lucky enough, I'm the first one that comes up, so you can't miss it. So if you go to any of those, check out my music. I'm on Facebook. I'm Team Blackwell. Y'all just look me up. And like I said, I update all of them all the time. Always got something going on, and I appreciate especially all the love, and I just keep making music and keep trying to stay positive.
All right, you guys, here's the next one. I Want You, here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
We move up under a apart. I could speak, but no one can tell. But it's clear what I wanna do. Take me into your arms. You can see as we move, but we're under a spell. I could speak, but no one can tell. But it's clear what I wanna do. Yeah. I want you. Yeah, I got you up and down. Took a little round. Feeling another view. Get your feelings down. And I'm all in a piece of since you must have made a wish for me, right? Got me feeling it again. I see you tired of these flames and the surgeries. How'd you look in my direction before you started looking overseas? Believe me, what you get is what you see. So hug me, kind of sweet. That's right, give me all the tender loving care. Blue sleeve on the knee, get my feet up a little well. Y'all got to we both are back. Cut your hair, I let go of me. Yup, hair is gonna stay. As we move in closely, move a ship of body. Knocked out, party didn't even take a thought. Put my guard down, something serious and I like it. Got me to the coffee, Lord have mercy. I'm gonna stop it. We move up, we're under a spell. I could think, but no one can tell. But it's clear what I wanna do.
All right, Blackwell, I want you right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Talk to a scrap.
Hey, man, I like that. When they came home, man, look, it right off the bat gave me a feel of one of my favorite artists, man, Rest in Power, Heavy D, bro. It sort of gave me that feel when it came
out. Oh, wow.
Like, he's flowing on that thing, man, bro.
Yeah.
I was just up in here rocking, like, you know. So, yeah, it gave me that feel, man. I really
thank
enjoyed
you.
That one, man. Yeah.
That's one of my biggest influences.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Mims EMC, go ahead, baby.
High vibe dance music, man. Like, I can see the club and just
thank you.
Bouncing around, having a good time. Everybody's all there just dancing, chilling, having a good time. Vibrational.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Robin Lynn.
Woohoo! Yeah, all that energy. I done flung myself off the pole.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You doing it. And I love the versatility, man. You just all over the place. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I do got a confession. When we first did that song, I was very, very hesitant because it was something totally opposite. And it was funny, Lily kind of convinced me because she says, who's one of your biggest influences? That's why I was kind of laughing when you said Heavy D. She says, okay, what's one of your favorite songs? We got our own thing. And when I listened to the beat, I was like, I could do this. And, I mean, I give a shout out to Lily. And I was like, I'm glad the song came out that good because I was really hesitant. I was like, I don't know if I could. But once we get into it, like you just said, the energy in that song is unbelievable.
I'm going to say this before I go to Mike. You know, when Heavy D did that, a lot of people like was against Heavy D going that way on his music. But then when they seen that it caught on, you know, to the genre, caught on to the culture, you know, a lot of them started having little dance things. You know, LL did it. You know, Houdini did it. Run DMC did it. You know, a lot of them did it. Big Daddy Kane did it. You know, Slick Rick did it. A lot of them did. Even KRS-One did it. You know, so, you know, it picked up. And, you know, and then next thing you know, what happened? Here comes the new Jack Swing era because of that. Because of the hip hop, ran into the new Jack Air Swing. So, yeah, that's you know, like I tell these guys and everybody that come on here, you know, like myself and Robin, we've been in this game for a long time. When we're spinning music and we're playing music and we're sending music to other DJs, to other radio stations, We want to send them something different. You know, like you said, it's plenty of Drake, it's plenty of, you know, I hate somebody, oh, man, this motherfucker want to sound like Drake, man. I ain't playing this shit. because we already got Drake. Oh, this motherfucker want to be like Lil Wayne. I ain't playing this shit. He's all right. And it could be a tight track, but when you have so many similarities to someone that's already out there, it's not going to sell. You know, it's not going to move. And then you're mad. Then you're mad with the DJs and your management because your music isn't playing. Well, first of all, be yourself. And then see if your music moves. You know what I'm saying? So, last but not least, go ahead, Money Mike.
I'm just going to follow. But this one, I'm going to follow the vibes because, I ain't going to lie. Before, when Ms. Robin said she could see herself on the pole, that's the song of from the pole to transition to the pole. I want you. I can see that. I can see it in the places I partied, the clubs I went to, that, like I said, I like you said, I'm with Robin again, the versatility, the show not only, hey, you can spit flows, you can rock with the melody, but then, hey, you can give me some high-moving, up-tempo girl, come over here, let me grab you by your underwear and your cut-low jeans and start putting them down and sing. I feel it like that because you painted the picture for it. So mentally, I was in there with you. And knowing what my crazy ass had been through, I was like, you know what? I remember the time that should have been the song playing in the background. But now I can't.
They're freaky.
I need to get hold of that song. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Love
it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And welcome, Double Chocolate, to the show. What's up, Double Chocolate?
Hello.
Hey, Two Scoops.
Hey. What y'all talking about?
That's what happens when you're late coming on the show. You got to be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Introduce to the triple pole.
There you go.
Well, if I send y'all my cash out,
oh, Lord.
I will be on time.
I'm just going to say this, and I'm quite sure Mike and Scrap is with me on this. That Cash App shit getting old. That's getting played out.
I can sell you my Zelle.
All
I can sell you my Apple Pay. Yeah, I can even send you my, what you call it thing? The tracking number, not the tracking number, the routing number, so you can put it in my account.
Just kiss me through the phone.
Baby,
cause
you can even send me your EBT card. I check all that.
What would you do for a T-bone steak?
Ew, I don't eat steak. You ain't got to worry about that.
Ew.
So you don't like to chew on the meat?
Say what about the meat?
Oh, no, I'm talking about steak.
What, huh?
Hey, you gotta excuse this part of the show, Blackwell.
You got to give me some ideas for songs. Keep it up.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to give me ideas. Keep it up. I'm having a ball.
All right. Man, again, we got Blackwell in the house. Blackwell, where you located out of? Miami?
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, okay. Tampa's in the house. Okay. All right, man.
General, crazy Tampa, Florida.
All right, man. Florida got a lot of, when you say Florida, the first thing that comes to mind is, Luke Skywalker. That group. Where do you fit at with the good talent in Florida, man?
I know, the Pitbull, Flow Rider. I love what they do. I like the energy and the shows they have. That's what kind of progressed me from doing. Don't get me wrong, I love my old school, but it kind of pushed me more doing the dance, like the I Want You song you just played. Because especially from right here in Florida, that's big. It's definitely big in Miami, but it's spread out from like Pitbull, Flow Rider. It's a lot, and it's a shame to say it, but it's a lot artists in Tampa that are really good. It's just the fact of they don't have that, they don't have that marketing. They don't have that that image to separate them from them, so separate from the other ones. Everybody's doing the same thing, and some of them are really talented. But as far as big name acts around Florida, Pitbull and Flo Rida have been the biggest around here. As far as like hip hop and dance, they've been the biggest down here in Tampa. DJ Khaled, he's one because he's out in Miami. He's another one. Even though Miami's a little hot right now with the Diddy thing, so I don't go down there. But it's been a couple of big artists here in Florida.
If you have a daughter under 16, keep her home.
You got a daughter, period.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because I hear about that situation, and they talk about it to death, and never thought in the world anything that these artists do would affect me. Well, and I just discovered this just happened today. I had did a song with a group called Danny Duquesne, which was under Bad Boy. Then they then broke up. But it was a remix we did years ago. Well, they took it off of Spotify. It's completely gone off of iTunes. So now they're starting that. And I'm thinking like, wait a minute. I didn't make any money from it. It was just, we put it on. We got permission to do the remix and everything. That gets taken down. So I said, okay, this is what's going to happen next with him. So I don't know.
Biggie,
the business is
Biggie,
crazy, but when you do dirt,
Biggie's new album was supposed to hit the market. Was supposed to hit the market today, and well, it didn't hit.
Yep. It was all scheduled, and all suddenly that stopped. So, but that's why it's like
they were looking at that Biggie's new Life After Death was supposed to make at least, it was supposed to be a double platinum. That was going to be a double platinum.
Yep, it was an anniversary album. And
yep.
It had bonus tracks and everything on it.
Yeah,
and
music that wasn't never even put out before. Yeah, I was anticipating getting that one, but I'm not going to get it now for a while, probably, unless he sells Bad Boy. That's the only way you're going to get it. Yeah. But we'll talk about that klepto later in the show. The next song, man, Money on the Floor, man. We're going to jump into that. Keep the people rocking here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And we got Blackwell's in the house.
Okay.
All right, we'll be
thank
right
you,
back.
Thank you, guys.
Money on the floor, baby. I catch you like a prisoner, giving new meaning. Oh, possessing me, get that bag. Let it do what it do. Get the candles lit, let me see you in that birthday suit. On your grind, bro, every cat desire. Stop, drop, and roll. Oh, baby, you a fire. You a live wire, exactly what I need. Like a roller coaster, faster you go, be louder, you scream. This ain't no pipe dream. And get the paper up, ready for next level. Come on, re-up, this will suck. Make it clack, I'm hooked. The bedroom is the kitchen, baby. Come here, let's cook. Get the haters shut, so shorty, let's get it. Just ask me, do your to-do list. 6 feet, mask off, drop it, baby. Hardcore, set it up, baby. Come on, and get that money on the floor.
Drop it down low, like the money on the floor. Like it's money on the floor. Shake it real fast, and you might get some more. Yeah, you might get some more. Drop it down low, like the money on the floor. Like it's money on the floor. Shake it real fast, and you might get some more. Yeah, you might get some more.
Shorty like a bank, I'll be directing your deposit. I'm about winning, but wait, ball for the box. Drop it, go get that paper, don't quit. Your body's like this, I beat it up like cake mix. Don't do ratchet shit, so let's get it. Forget a pandemic, straight contagious. Doses, we both here making moves, boo. You ain't no Christian, so let me Dior you. They got no clue how you got
got it like that. Let me borrow kiss, baby, I'll give it right back. For a fact, it's gonna be that type of party. Call me Midas, I got that touch for your body. VIP me on that trip, got me fiending. Get the word edible, a whole new meaning. That's me scheming when I get in the front door. Understand these fans, baby, they get that money.
Chuck it down low like the money on the floor. Like it's money on the flow. Shake it real fast and you might get some mo. Yeah, you might get some mo. Chop it down low like the money on the flow. Like it's money on the flow. Shake it real fast and you might get some mo. Yeah, you might get some mo. Chop it down low like the money on the flow. Like the money on the flow. Shake it real fast and you might get some mo. Yeah, you might get some mo. Chop it down low like the money on the flow. Like the money on the floor. Shake it real fast and you might get some more. Yeah, you might get some more. Yeah. Just like that. Put them hands on your knees. Drop it down low like the money on the flow. Like it's money on the flow. Shake it real fast and you might get some mo. Yeah, you might get some mo. Drop it down low like the money on the flow. Like it's money on the flow. Shake it real fast and you might get some mo. Yeah, you might get some mo.
All right, all right, all right. Mimsy, talk to us, baby.
It had a beat in there that really reminded me of like some old school ICP, like one of their first original albums, and I was really like, I was feeling that. I was feeling that. That
thank
had
you,
that Detroit feel to it.
Thank you.
All right. Money Mike.
Yep. Hello. Hey, check this out. Look here. You done took me back to when I stayed in Orlando, Florida, bruh, and I was a freak at some of those gentlemen's clubs. Because I stayed in Orlando for 3 years, and you, like, have really – let me find out you over there making a soundtrack to Money Mike Life on the Slick, but it's your life, so you living you, but I'm feeling me living through you vicariously, spitting it through you as you resorted back to me to make me think. Because all I'm going to say, I got to give a shout-out to Ramona, a.k.a. Hennessy. I feel in love with you, but I had to leave. I hope you still ain't mad at me because I left and came back here and started a whole nother life. But, bro, I'm loving your music, man. You, like I said, you just sound like the soundtrack to life. Like, you sound like the soundtrack
to
life, club, car, everywhere. I need to have it riding right now and go visit somebody and be like, yeah, take it some more.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, you can't use it
no
more. You can't say that no more. Never mind. Do that. Yeah.
All right. Double Chocolate.
I'm liking that. I could jam that in my car now. Have my speakers bumping. I like that.
She like it. You in the house because she didn't say she didn't hang up or say she was in the bathroom, so she liked it.
That's what I'm telling on me.
Yeah, you got two thumbs up on that one, Blackwell. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I appreciate it. Believe me, I've made some joints that have been like, and my wife's my biggest critic, and she didn't grow up in hip-hop. She grew up more in the rock. So I've made some songs, but she looked at me and be like, really? You going to let someone hear that? And, you know, and I'm thinking like, wait a minute, I'm the rapper. And then I'm going to listen to it later like, damn, she right. This sounds like garbage. So shout out to my wife, Justina. She's my biggest critic, but she got a good ear. She got a good ear. She knows me. So I start making stuff that's way out of pocket. She's like, do that over.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good that your wife is in with you on your music and helping you, you know, produce it. And if it's a good ear to her, she's going to let you know. So a lot of them ain't going to tell you. They're going to enjoy it, Lord, because it's you. They ain't going to let you know, go back
right.
and fix that shit or go back and redo that shit or nah, don't fuck with that. Yeah, that's a good
oh,
thing,
yeah.
man, because a lot of them ain't going to do that. But you got a real one there.
She told me many times. She's like, you pay money to do that shit? She's like, you better get your money back. And I'll be like, hold on now. I'm the artist. Who are you talking,
talking
to? And then I'll go listen to it, and I'm like, damn, she right.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Go ahead, Scrap.
Hey, man, I really enjoyed that with Network. I was going in my wallet counting my ones.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, there you go. Hey, I got you.
All right.
Thank you, guys. I love it. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah, man. Man, we're going to keep it. Man, you got that Miami sound, too, man, with your music. You got that Miami sound, too, man, so. Yeah, I just want to add that with it, too. I know Mike said, you know, Orlando, but you got that Miami sound, too, man, that can go with that, you know, South, you know, that South Miami, you know, the beach,
right.
the beach style bang right there. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I love the club music. I love the dance because it brings energy and positivity. So I try to keep it as upbeat as I can.
Yeah. Next song, man, She So Good remix with Lili the Goddess, man. We'll be right back.
Yo, this is one of my favorites.
Black Whale.
All right.
Black Whale.
Black Whale.
Black Whale. Lili the Goddess. So Good. Remix.
I could be a bad boy like Bo McLaren. I'm leaving you with no doubt like Gwen Stefani. Going to split a sheet, how you shine and grind. And when them lips get lonely, all you need is mine. Time for you to know, there's no need for deception. I keep it 100 when it's love and affection. Shorty, you are blessing, others wish they could. They have it popping off, cause we got it so good.
Whenever I think of why you could be here, always here, never fear. I know I'm blessed with your love and tenderness. Someone I can count on, a shoulder to lean on. You're the reason why I feel so strong. I think you might be an angel, cause you treat me. For real, don't want the compassion to disappear. I know you are my angel. The sweet things come from your lips, lips from just one kiss. Baby, you know you're my angel, cause you make me feel so good.
I like that, man. I like that. Like I said, you got this thing going on with your music, man. I like that. I'm gonna say I don't know, but shout out to you. Got it. I'm digging it. I'm definitely digging it. Like I said, that soundtrack. Soundtrack music. Soundtrack music. I like that.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Oh yeah. Scrap.
Oh man, I love that collaboration on that, man. That was really nice, man. And a girl got a nice voice, so you know that complimented everything.
Thank you.
That was
thank
really
you.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Appreciate it. Thank right. you.
Double chocolate.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Right. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm digging that one too. You know, Lily, she can sing. I want to hear a little bit more rhyme. I want to hear a little bit more from you on that one, though. I ain't lying, man. I want. I was like, damn, is that it? Shit. I know Lily can dance,
well,
but damn, Lily. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, when she made the original version, and the reason what caught my ear because it gave me that Bobby V and that Tim and Bob, the producers, vibe, that beat, and I was like, oh my goodness, that, you know, the music. And then after I heard the song, I said, you know what if I did a remix to it, just a little remix, just, you know, to see what happens with it. And it's funny because we did the remix, and then we made an acapella version and stuck it on YouTube, and the thing shot up to like 300 views. And I'm thinking like, wait a minute, but we have to, you know, we have the song. But the acapella one is the one that's blowing up. So shout out for Lily for letting me do that remix because I love the song. And we were thinking about that, and she was like, maybe you should have done a second verse. And we just didn't know because it was one of those songs where it's like, okay, we don't want to, like, be strictly a hip-hop song because it was originally an R&B song.
I'd go back in there and throw another verse in there. Yeah, I would. Beyond, you know, for me to really like it, I mean, I like it, but I think you could,
mm-hmm.
It needed another verse on that one to me, you know, my opinion, yeah.
I may have to talk her into it, be like, well, I talked to DJ Sean, and he'll talk to Sean, they said.
Yeah, but other than that, man, you guys, you know how, and I know Mike and Scrat can bat me on this. You know how you can you know have that one person that you comfortable with and you can rock with and you know each other's style. You know like when Marvin Gaye was singing with Tammy Terrell, man. You know that music was sweet music. You know
that.
What I'm saying? And then, you know, it was all right when Marvin did with, you know, other females, but the best female he did it with was Tammy Terrell. And you and Lily got something good going on, man. And y'all keep doing that, man. Real talk. You got to have that. There's always that one R&B artist that you can do, have justice with. Yeah. And she's that justice with you.
Yeah, I've worked with her. I work with a lot of different artists, and for me, for my wife to tell me, and she's heard all the different artists, she's heard my flops, she's heard the ones that were good, and for all the artists I work with, she was like, that is, so you two have the combination right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've done songs with Brooke Hogan, and little pop songs that I've done with her, and
you talking about Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Yeah, we did a song, and it did decent, but it was just too much craziness behind it.
Yeah, because she's not serious.
No, it was
to me.
Not.
To
and
me, she's not. She
of,
wasn't serious, man. If she got serious with the music,
no.
now she's talented. If she got serious. That'd have been another thing, man. But most of the music I've heard that she's done, it sounds garbage. Garbage to me, man. Yeah.
No, she put it out, and then I think her mindset was she just expected to blow up because of her name. And that's not going to happen. I don't care how many rappers you put with you on a song. Because the song I did with her, I get more people asking me, like you said, they're like, man, you should put another verse on that song. Because it's like, it just wasn't one of those ones that caught people's ear. Don't get me wrong. No shade. She's talented. And
she's talented. Her dad hurt her by being a racist. So you know what I mean. You got to put that into play too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh yeah, because I here in Florida, they live right here in Florida. I mean, I used to see him all the time. I see him actually. I do see him quite a few times because I see him because his little restaurant's not far from where I live at. So I mean, it's one of those things. He had a lot against her, and then also too, you can be talented, but if you ain't got no marketing behind it, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
You could be the most talented individual, but if you don't know how to market and advertise, or, social media is free. And if you don't take advantage of that, it's going to fall flat. And basically, that's the way that song, I like the song, but it's one of those ones I just listen at home every so often because it just fell flat. Because at the time when I was doing the song, I had to learn too, because this business changes every day. And in my mind, I'm thinking like, oh, I could do a song with Brooke Hogan, so I know this is going to blow up. But when the song came out, guess what happened? Hulk Hogan has run his mouth while saying something racist. So anything with that name attached to it, you're done. So I was like, okay, well, and there's no getting around that. And I'm like, and it was kind of ironic because I would see the man actually, in the streets or in the store, and it's just like, wow. I said, okay. Yeah. I said, so now I'm starting to learn how this business works. I don't care who you are or what you do. If when you say stuff like that, or you don't market right, or you're not trying to push it and advertise, it don't matter. It really don't matter. So that's why I think the thing with Lele, we work so well together because, like I told Lele, I said, either I work with you, or if I'm not doing something with you, you doing your own thing. And I like that because that just tells me that, okay, you working, you grinding, you making the music, you making the movies. And, she's like, oh, you want to do a collab? Fine. If not, I'm going to go back and do my thing. Them are the kind of artists I like to work with because I know they working. They going no matter what. So that's one thing that reason why we work so good together. But, I'm going to have to sneak that past it, be like, we should do a second verse on So Good because I got some people that like it.
Yeah. Well, man, we're going to get into your last one, man. What's your vibe right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, the one and only Blackwell. Blackwell, one more time, man. Let everybody have your social media that's listening to the show, man.
Oh, sure, no doubt. You can catch me on SoundCloud.com on Official Blackwell, TikTok and Instagram on Official Blackwell. Get me on YouTube, Hip Hop Artist Blackwell. Check me out on Spotify, right under Blackwell, and come check out my new music. I'll be performing at the Orpheum in Tampa on May 5th. And next Friday on April 8th, I have another new freestyle single coming out called So Curvilicious. And hopefully you guys like it.
Yeah, make sure you send that to me so I can get it in. Scrap, let everybody know where they can follow you at, bro.
All right, you can catch me on Instagram at Scrap Iron for God. You can catch me on Facebook as Carl Sanders. You can catch me on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars. See that, your boy.
Money Mike, let them know where they can follow you.
Definitely. You can follow me at If You Would, on all social media, It's You and G Music. That's ITSUNGMUSIC. Here at the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All Stars. For the website at NewUNG Music.
Double Chocolate.
You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Rosemarie. Snapchat at Queen Rosemarie. Make sure you follow the baddest on the Hilltop Network. That is love.
Bullshit.
After dark on Sunday night.
Bullshit.
Don't do me. And make sure you follow me on Monday, Wednesday. Wait, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And this bus better not hit my car. I'm driving, y'all.
I almost got hit. Can you believe that? Anyway, on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Sexy All Stars. And my cash app is $RosMarie.
You should be playing You Almost Hit You. You should be playing Pull Up to My Bumper, Baby.
Pull Up to My Bumper, Baby.
Oh, that ass. All right, let's get into it. We'll be right back.
You say we'll know why I keep my eyes looking to the sky. That's my prize. So it's on your mind. What you will do.
I'm searching, smiles, only thing I wanna see you wearing. I'm staring, you got your spirit, I need to get a lot of you. We gon' burn calories, prophecy, you in the back. I like that bitch, single like a dollar bill, Netflix and chill. Got skills, so I'm giving a break, kissing with the five. Now I see a man, I open it, about that time. Let me know what's on your mind, I like to shine. Nobody body designed, give me a let me move. Spot it off, what did you, what did you, only move. Be straight up, I'm with you. I'm the umbrella, fast rain on you with emotion. I quit the full line, you in the prime. Just like off the roof, get a clear form to make your mind. About to keep, a thousand diamonds, you're blocking with me. These brothers still trying, so not lying. Chivalry ain't dead, but you're here to make your heart. Just your head and upset, I'll give you that romance. Put your body on me, make me look damn handsome. Holy sex in this razor, you wanna ride? Cause you caught my eyes, so what's your vibe? I'm not Jesus, but tonight I'm the savior. Forget these haters, don't be impressed. Be my Wi-Fi, let's stay well connected. Got to get rejected and wreck the grind. Ain't mad, get that bag and be mine. Sweet as a pop, I want a spice boom. Get hips and take on a trip, I got you. Champagne, showers, hours and hours. Out to the night, I'm giving you your power. That vibe, different all power like a president. I'm not the way that you represent. Your power for helping, showing you no respect. Showing you a workout and I'm ready to flex. Come step in, you know that I want you. That body's an equalized like we in a jukebox.
Man, I really enjoyed that. It sort of gave me that feel, a little house music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gave me that feel of some nice house music, you know what I'm saying? That Chicago house music feel, too. So I was into that, too. I love some house music. So, yeah. And Fast Steady. So
thank
it gave me that beat and everything. Yeah. That's some high energy music, dancing and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me house you.
Go ahead, Double Chocolate. With your Cash App ass
self. I need him to say Double Chocolate for me in that voice he just used.
Blackwell?
Yeah.
She wants you to say
Double
Chocolate.
What, sir? Double Chocolate?
Mm-mm, that didn't sound right. And that voice.
That sound right? Okay. let me try it again. Double chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I need that voice.
You get right out of this man. You get right out of this man on a damn couch tonight, messing with your ass. Then you got to be Cash App and his. What's your Cash App?
Jesse James moment. Another Jesse James.
Lenny Williams moment. Here we go.
I need to hear that voice one more again.
Lord have mercy, man. Don't do it, Blackwell. We already got two living legends that can't come back on the hilltop because behind her ass. Don't fall for the oogie. Don't fall for the banana the tailpipe.
I like
I'm gonna have to put it in the song. I have to put it in the song for you. I'm gonna have to work on that.
That's even better. But yeah, I like the song.
Thank you.
But you get up for that voice though. What is it
when
people trying to hear
them
tonight?
I knew Mike was getting ready to say some of that shit. Go ahead, buddy, Mike.
Hey, double chocolate, let me hear you do that one more time before I get my feedback.
Say what, man?
Let me hear you do that one more time. Run that back. Yeah, the vibe. I'm with Scrap Lover. It do give me that house feel, but you know, hey, I done partied in a lot of clubs that played house music. So definitely another one. I love it. Soundtrack, My Life, Double Chocolate, hit me for a third time as I pause out. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Right there.
Blackwell, my brother. I'm gonna be a critic right now, man. I'm gonna be a critic. That song right there, man.
Okay.
That song is a banger.
Uh huh.
But
thank you.
My opinion, man. I think. I know that's Lee on the track, but I think on that one you should have went with somebody that could ride that beat with you as far as the vocals.
Okay.
That's my opinion. Now I ain't knocking Lili and her skills, but to me, you know how like when a surfer's out there, he picks and chooses, you know, what wave he gonna climb on and ride that wave.
Right.
I think if you had another female on there with a more Ballard voice on that, would have been a nice, you know, house jam that you can, house music that you can hear mixed up with other house music songs. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Like I said, I ain't taking nothing away from Lily. That's my girl, but
no, I got you.
That you could, yeah, maybe go back and remix it. What's the vibe y'all getting on that? You know, are you y'all getting a lot of views? You getting a lot of hits? What you guys?
Believe it or not, that the original version of that we did was more R&B, and that's the remix. We didn't get really a lot of hits on that one. We got a lot of hits on the original version of What's Your Vibe. Now that remix one, we've got a little bit of hits, and I think it was just because the original one kind of takes it back to like straight R&B, where that one just really flips it and takes it to like house. So it was a big difference between each one, because to be honest, Lili liked the R&B one better than she liked the house version.
She
likes it. Like if you listen to the original one, it's like, oh, okay, she fits this perfectly. The house one we just did just to see, it was more of just see if, you know, what a remix of house would be like. So it was more of an experiment than anything.
But you got it.
What's your vibe, the original version?
You got it. I mean, you got it. It's just the house, that's good because you're with it. You know that. You know the beat. I mean, you count. See, as me, what I do is I count. I go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And if the R&B, you know, if that R&B voice ain't tuned in with it, it throws the song right off a little bit. And I think if you go back and redo it and get somebody on there that can, you know, I'm not taking nothing away from my girl, I love Lily, but if you find somebody else that can really blow with some pipes,
right,
you got to hit, real talk, man.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the house side of that, real talk. Yeah.
Okay. No,
that's my opinion.
No,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody got anything else they want to add? Scrap, Mike, Double Chocolate, anybody?
I'm good.
So you say you performing next Friday night. Where you at again, Blackwell?
No, on May 5th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
May 5th, I'm going to be at the Orpheum in Tampa, Florida. Next Friday, I'm going to be releasing a new freestyle song called So Curvilicious. It's going to be a little different. How can I put this? The freestyles that are out there now, you'll see them on YouTube and stuff. A freestyle is the one that comes from the top of your head. Some of these are written, and they say, oh, this is my freestyle. No, this one I'm going into the studio, and I'm not, there's no lyrics, no writing down. I'm doing this whole song from the top of my head, a true freestyle. So we'll have fun with this one.
Okay. And one more time before we let you go, man, where can people get a hold of you, get your music, social media, follow you? Yeah, talk to us.
Sure. Hit me up on SoundCloud. You can hit me on TikTok and Instagram, all of them, at Official Blackwell. Facebook, you can hit me up at Team Blackwell. And on YouTube, under Hip Hop Artist Blackwell.
All right, man. Anything you wanna leave our listeners with, man, before we let you go, big brother? And again, I appreciate you. You know, I know the first time we were going to do this, your wife had to take you to the hospital and everything. And hope everything's all right with her. And we appreciate you.
Oh yeah,
you know, coming back tonight.
Thank you.
And blessing us with your skills and your talent and your music, man.
Thank you. I appreciate all you guys for having me. I had a blast. Shout out to my wife. She's my backbone through this crazy hip-hop game I'm in. And mad thanks to DJ Kelly Lynn and Lily the Goddess, everybody I'm working with, Melissa Vaughn, one of the plus models that I'm working with, Jacqueline and Rudolph in Vegas, who helped really get me started. Especially with doing hip hop and on the plus size music, and just everyone, all the young cats out there, learn the business, stay positive, surround yourself with positivity, and don't be afraid to learn, because this game changes every day.
All right, guys. Scrap, Mike, Double Chocolate, anything you guys want to leave Blackwell, what, before we let him go? Anything?
He's killing it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Go ahead, Mike. What'd you say, Mike?
I was just saying, keep pushing it. Keep up the energy. Love the vibe. Keep mixing it up on the way you do. Most importantly, as always, keep doing you.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. That's right. Double Chocolate, anything besides your Cash App?
No, I'm going to let y'all live tonight. I'm good. I don't have anything. But my Cash App is.
Oh, Lord.
I I'm over here trying to steal my sister food, y'all.
All right. Blackwell, man, I know me and you be in touch because we go back and forth on Instagram, man. I appreciate you, man, and can't wait to bring you back with new music, man.
I appreciate
you. Yeah, man.
I'll definitely hit you up.
You know, when we do Industry Night, man, I make sure you'll be a part of this show, Industry Night, man, with the, you know, the executives, label executives and stuff like that. I do once a month, man. I make sure I invite you back, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys, we'll be right back here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Next month, not only here on the Hilltop Radio Show, but it's For You Radio in Chicago. Yeah, I'm about to tear it up from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. Monday through Friday here on the Hilltop Radio Show in Chicago. It's For You Radio. Yeah, I'm about to fuck something up, as they say. It was something I had wanted to tell you guys. Yeah, Money Mike already knows. I got some news today that they're gonna start doing looking for actors and actresses, roll call and stuff, for a movie that's getting ready to they're gonna be start filming in late September, October-ish, and the Hilltop Radio Show, it's going to be five of us. I don't know what five I'm going to bring on, but we're going to be playing a role in that whole, we just don't have a scene. We got multiple scenes in this movie where we're going to be like Hilltop Radio Show. It's going to be the Hilltop Radio Show. And we're going to be, and all of us are going to be in the same room. We're going to be interviewing one of the lead people in this movie. I can't get into it too much until, you know, everything is, until the paperwork comes. Y'all know what I'm saying. But we do have our real cinema debut is going to be for everybody for this film, man. And all I'm going to say is it's not a bootleg type film. It is going to be a film where it's going to be in the movie theaters, and I'm not going to say two of the main stars that's going to be in the show until the paperwork comes. Once paperwork comes, then I'll be able to tell you guys more about that. So, you know, everybody's going to have, we're going to have some fun, man. And, you know, this is going to step you guys' game up, and everybody's going to be your honey and your buddy. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers, motherfuckers getting ready to feel the vapors. Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I get my Shakespeare on, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're gonna have some fun, man. You know, we'll have, you know, we'll be like in a room, you know, and doing our thing, but we all have you know, it'll be a script and everything, so that's the thing. We'll be going by a script. So like I said, when it gets to that point, I'll decide. More than likely, it's probably going to be the ones that are always on the show that support and this and that. They'll probably be the group that goes to Hollywood. So once I get a contract, once we go, you guys got to let me know if you're going to be available to be out there for a whole week or two. If you can't, then, you know, what they'll do is bring in some stand-ins. Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is going to be real. And then you guys, you know, then I'll explain to you once the paperwork comes, then I'll explain to you guys off air the pay and all that, what all you guys got to do, what we have to do and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's an opportunity for everybody, man. Things are starting to happen, and I'm not, things are starting to happen, and I'm not turning away from anything. I'm not turning down nothing. Whoever can participate, can, you know, your door's open. If you can't, you know, don't say you can and then at the last minute say, oh, you know, something come up. And then I'm going to be like, sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be, it's time to say goodbye to yesterday. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. I ain't got time for the BS. Either you going to do it, let's do it. If you're not, just say you're not. You can't. That's how I feel about it. It's business. It's not personal. You know, working with a lot of people believe in what we're doing over here. and I'm not going to look bad for, I'm not going to look bad behind nobody that say they can and they can't. That, you know, you guys understand that, you know, it's not personal, it's business. Yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah. You know, this will put everybody out there. It's going to be some haters. It's going to be some people that's going to be in my inbox wanting to go, well, why are you taking double chocolate? What she got that I ain't got? Cash App.
Cash App.
My Cash App is.
Man, we're going to, Scrap, can you get a shirt together so we can hashtag that shit, my Cash App is? Hashtag, can you get a shirt?
Please do.
Yeah.
I like purple.
Hey, we gonna spell Cash App C A S S H.
Yeah.
I like it.
Two S's after that.
You know she got some big ass titties, so you probably gonna have to go with a 3X shirt.
Y'all told off yet.
Don't do me.
Shit. You say you with your sister?
Yeah, that's why I got us on mute. We got music and everything playing on here.
Is that the one that looks like you? Is that the one that looks like you?
That's the one that be. That's the one that be tricking me into coming to our house because she cooked.
Oh, okay.
So she got white beans and sausage. And then she got mashed potatoes and what's this meatloaf? Yeah. She thinks food makes me move.
She think she cook like that?
Oh yeah, my sister could cook.
Let's just say
I got home, got undressed, and she said she had food cooked,
girl,
and I'm at her house right now. Yeah, I'm at her house right now.
Did you say she married?
Yeah, I did.
She married, but she not married, you know?
So she like cheating?
If that's what you want to call it, she's separated.
Ask her if I could be her side dude.
Hey, DJ Sean asked if he could be the side dude. DJ Sean asked if he could be the side dude. She said her Cash App is.
Tell her, I ain't gonna get no feelings. I just want to taste.
And he said, I just want to taste. She said, she take EBT. She cooks. She take EBT. Money all the checks.
She just like her damn sister. Fuck that.
Damn right.
Turn me down. Shit, fuck that.
I was about to send a picture in a group of me and her when we were young.
Well, I tell you. Scrap, let everybody know where they can come and get some good, fresh-ass snow cones.
Oh, man. Oasis Snow Cones at 3832 Linwood Avenue, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71103. You got like 50 flavors. Got these four levels here called Kool-Aid Pickles, Nachos, Oogie Bags. You want to know what an Oogie Bag is? That's a, like, Frito pie, you know. We cut, you know, drop it off in the bag, chili and cheese in the bag, get your big old spoon, and you work out with it like that. Come get at your boy. Get that flavor.
Damn. All right. Kool-Aid Pickles. What the hell is a Kool-Aid pickle?
Hey, bro. It's a North Louisiana phenomenon, bro. They love them. I can make them, but I don't eat them.
Okay. Man, Double Chocolate, y'all got some big-ass foreheads.
That's brains, baby. That's brains, bro.
That's
3D vision.
That's 3D.
said.
You
said
Dream in HD.
Hey.
That was 3D. That was 3D. That was 3D before 3D was even thought of.
Don't do us.
Damn. Boy, I bet you y'all two head butt a motherfucker, they going to sleep.
That's all right.
Y'all the cutie pies. That's got to be you on the right side, and that's your sister on the left side, ain't it?
Of course, you know I'm the black one.
Oh man, yeah, that's funny. Mike ain't seen that one.
That's my baby sister. Look see how my mama combed out hair. That's a shame.
I'm trying to blow you up.
How far ahead is this? Don't do us.
I'm blowing this picture up. I'm getting ready to screenshot it, and then I'm going to put it on Facebook. Have y'all seen this kid?
Don't do it. Don't do me. He said he about to put us on the milk cart.
Oh, no. That meat milk's not ready. Come on, man. Can I see something?
Bruh.
Bruh.
I came here to eat. Who should be cooked?
For the bite.
Damn.
See how we do?
I gotta get this one right.
How you don't know that shit?
Damn. Okay. All right, here we go. There it is right there. I'll put it in the group, Double Taco, so you can see what I'm getting ready to post. Man, I got five meal milk cartonelle scrap.
That's that little white really? Dress I had on. That was picture day, baby. I was cute. I can't hear. We got too much dust going on the radio. Yeah.
All right.
Going to that little witch's room.
Just let y'all know there's no show. There's no show this Sunday or Monday. It's Easter. So we're gonna celebrate Easter. Tomorrow's Good Friday, right? Tomorrow's Good Friday? Is tomorrow Good Friday?
Yep. I'm looking for some good crosses.
Yeah.
You're okay?
Stuck as high as giraffe legs right now.
Hell yeah. What type of work your sister do, Raz? Double Chocolate?
She's a manager for Wendy's.
Wendy's. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They got them nice ice cold frosties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm trying to, in about a year or so, I'm going to invest in a food truck and put her and my son in there.
Mm. Oh, well, all right. All right. Well, you guys, I want to let everybody... We're going to get off here. The NCAA, just know March Madness is the weekend. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. Shouts out to Blackwell for being on with us tonight here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. You guys have an awesome weekend. Be blessed and stay safe.
Yes, indeed.
And also
likewise,
prayer.
Good night.
And also prayers go out to the eight No, the six people that lost their lives in the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore early Tuesday morning as well. They found there's still two of them are still missing, and they all Hispanics. It was all Hispanics. Two survived, one's still in the hospital. Yeah, so. And take that, Diddy. Take that. Told you they weren't going to stop. poor P.
Did
Diddy.
You do it?
Poor P. Diddy. Yeah, man. You know, man, I know R. Kelly's like, see, I ain't the only one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always something in America. Well, you guys have a good night, man. Well, I know Scrap, me, you, and Mike be talking. We got a lot of stuff coming up, man. So, Double Chocolate, enjoy your dinner with your sister, and be safe. See,
yes, indeed.
Y'all.
Yes, she does. She ain't talking.
I'm sorry. I'm fighting with the mute button. She got three radios on and she's talking on the phone. But we will.
All right. We'll get on out of here. We're going to get on out of here with the crabs in the bucket. Y'all have a good weekend.
Let me tell you about these haters. I know everybody knows a hater. And if you don't know one, you might just be one. They try to steal your light. They try to steal your shine. We call those people crabs in the bucket. Crabs in the bucket, trying to bring me down. Crabs in the bucket, got them all over town. Crabs in the bucket, why you hating on me? Like crabs in the bucket, I'm just trying to shake free. Let me tell you about them crabs.
Let me tell you about them.
They got them all over town.
Yeah.
When they see you doing good, that's when they come around.
Yeah, they come.
Always in your business. Always trying to start mess. Never wanna see you doing good. Never wanna see you at your best. I'm trying to make my way to the top. They keep trying to pull me down.
Back down.
Gotta shake those haters off.
Shake them all.
Tired of dealing with them clowns. Crabs in the bucket. Trying to bring me down. Crabs in the bucket. Got them all over town. Crabs in the bucket. Why you hating on me? Like crabs in the bucket. I'm just trying to shake free. When you're dealing with crabs, you got to watch what you say.
You got to watch
the words coming out your mouth can come back to haunt you one day.
One day.
Try to see what you got. When you make it to the top, lurking, plotting, scheming, trying to sneak into your spot. They can be your family or your friends. Crabs don't discriminate. Just keep them under your feet. That's how we elevate. Crabs in the bucket, trying to bring me down. Crabs in the bucket, got them all over town. Crabs in the bucket, why you hating on me? Like crabs in the bucket, I'm just trying to shake free. You can't take my shine,
can't take my crown,
can't steal my light,
can't steal my light.
I won't bow down,
I won't bow down.
Can't take my shine,
can't take my
crown,
can't
steal my light,
light up my love.
I won't bow down.
Crabs in the bucket,
crabs in the bucket,
trying to bring me down.
Crabs in the bucket,
got them all over town.
Got them all over town.
Crabs in the bucket,
like crabs in the bucket.
Why you hating on me?
Why you hating on me?
Like crabs in the bucket,
crabs in the bucket.
I'm just